أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, continuing with Quran City. 114 buildings, that's 114 chapters. 86 are Makki, 28 are Madani. 86 deal with the why of religion. And 28 deal with the how of religion. And you will find it in every Quran copy that you have. Near the title, it will say whether it's Makki or Madani. Now, what we did with these 114 buildings was to place them in suburbs around a city center. So if you look at Quran City, and you'll probably see a map that has been sent to you with this podcast, there is a city center. And it's a Quran city center. That means the city center deals with the four chapters that are directly linked with the Quran. All of them are, but we've called it Quran city center. And then we have all these little suburbs around them. The suburbs are linked together by a road network. Now, a road network is imperative to be able to navigate a city. For Quran city, we called that road network M14. Now, this represents the teaching of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his progeny. The example is probably like the London taxi driver who goes through stringent training to obtain his license. And they need to pass this test, which is called the knowledge, which is probably amongst the hardest to pass in the world. It's been described as having an atlas of London implanted into your brain. So the M14, the Prophet and his progeny, are in essence the living Quran, with its knowledge implanted in their being. They are in essence the walking, talking Quran from whom we learn the text. So as it is for every city, there are some requirements to be able to enter it. But let's start off with the city gates. And the gates are inscribed with the word Iqra, the first order to humanity. You could translate it as read or recite. See, reading is from a parchment or a book, while reciting is from the heart. And it's the first word revealed from divinity, the first challenge, the first order, and this one word changed the world. In response to this one command, the Quran became the most printed, used, and reproduced book in the world, giving birth to entire libraries. Iqra, in the context of Quran City, extends to five things. And I tell the children to look at their five fingers on their hand. It is to read. It is to memorize or internalize. It is to understand. It is to apply and to teach. So I'll start again. Read, memorize or internalize. Understand, apply and teach. See, recitation and memorization are essential, because they're tools of preservation and they ensure the continuity of the original text. But there is a need to follow Iqra and engage with the Quran with the next three parts of it, which is understand, apply and teach. And the teaching bit is actually manifested. Now, before we've looked at the city gates, but before we enter, there's some entry requirements. The first one is wudu. You should be able to be in a state of spiritual purity. So before you pick up the Quran, it's always good to do wudu. The second thing, you should be able to recite the Quran in Arabic or be in the process of learning how to recite it, because the essence of this book can only be experienced through its recitation in the language it was revealed. It's a beautiful language, beautiful. The third thing, seek protection from shaitan by reciting, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek protection from Allah, from the guilty shaitan. And we'll talk about him when we come to it. Enter in his name. Always start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Absolutely everything. I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. And we will look at that next in the next talk as our beginning to Quran City. Pronounce the ultimate declaration of independence. La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. There is only one God. And finally, if you can, do the dua of Rasulullah, the dua of the Prophet when he said, Walzam qalbi hifdhi kitabika kama allamtani. make me commit to my heart your book as you have taught me. In other words, make my character the character of the Quran. Let me internalize it and let me manifest it so I may be able to reach my full potential. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to fall in love with this book, to internalize it, to manifest it, and to live it. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ